20 minutes past 8. If you've been down to Cottesloe recently, how did you find parking? Was it a problem, or did you think there was ample parking in Cottesloe? Because the council there is doing something a little bit different. They're planning on taking a car park away and putting some green space in, putting a lawn in there. Councillor Sally Pivas joins us now to discuss this issue. Good morning, Councillor.
Good morning.
Something different, isn't it? Normally we hear of councils taking away lawns or green space and putting more car bays in, but you're doing the opposite.
Yeah, well, I think best practice urban design now puts pedestrians, bikes and smart public transit ahead of cars. So design for cars and you get more cars. And repeated community consultation over the last 12 years supports the greening of the Cottesloe foreshore. So council is just representing the views of both local beach users and all the international and national visitors that we enjoy.
Sally, where are the car parks that you're considering removing?
Well, there are two major car parks. Car park one is opposite the CBH, the Cot Beach Hotel, which is the major one on the foreshore, and then car park two is further north on the east side of Marine Parade. That will remain at this point as it is. It's car park one. There was a proposal before the November council meeting to activate the car park space on a trial basis. They proposed to spend over $250,000, closing half the car park and having sort of, you know, events and artificial turf. And council thrashed it out and thought, well, you know, we should be... The tarmac, the bitumen is overdue for replacement, and we should be moving forward and making it a more family-friendly, open green space where people can enjoy the coastal landscape.
Sally, you say that more people are walking and using bikes and things, but are you concerned that it'll stop people from outside of Cottesloe coming to visit?
Well, it's interesting. Obviously, you can't take something away and not address the void that it leaves. So Cottesloe is the only metro beach that has a train service within walking distance. So that's a positive that has to be further developed. We have a Cotcat service that runs shuttles between, which is quite inefficient at the moment. Last year I was lucky enough to sail up the east coast of America and went to towns along the way that have small electric shuttles, buses and amazingly innovative means of getting people from public transport to their destination. And I think, you know, try going to Bondi and parking. Try going to other sort of top international coastal destinations, and you'll find that people are expected to find other means of transport to get there.
Sally, have you spoken to local businesses and consulted with the merchants?
I think that's part of the process, and I'm a councillor, so I'm an elected member, and I can't speak on behalf of council. Only the mayor can do that. But I think that's a major consideration. The interesting thing about Cottesloe is it's already popular. People talk about activation and attracting people to Cottesloe. Cottesloe offers what no other metro beach does. It's got a fish habitat protection area, which is legislation that protects the marine environment. And the elevated Marine Parade offers fantastic views of the water and the sunset. And grass terraces, which are heritage listed, they've been there for a long time. People have picnics. It's about enjoying the coastal environment.
Well, it's Perth's main beach, isn't it? And I think that's probably why you're probably more scrutinised than any other council when you want to come and sort of make changes in that area, because so many people know it, so many people want to use it, and so many people go there.
I think it's really important to identify what Cottesloe offers now that is valuable. For example, the beautiful Norfolk Pines, the elevated grass terraces, the groin, the protected beach next to the groin in a howling sea breeze. It's largely undeveloped, which I think has been due to the boom and bust cycle, which works to its advantage. It's caught in a time warp, really, in some ways. And we've resisted, well, I certainly, as a resident, have resisted over the years, high rise, which Scarborough's going ahead with, and that's fantastic. But Cottesloe has to be careful. It doesn't lose what is already valuable.
Sally, we will watch with interest how this develops. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.